from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by the world-famous Clydesdales. Enjoy limited edition Folds of Honor, Budweiser, and Bud Light bottles. 29 southbound, you hit slowdowns past Parvin. Once you get to Armor, you're just crawling all the way into the downtown loop with an accident right before the split to go 70 east or westbound, blocking two left lanes. That's keeping things very heavy, and you should avoid this altogether. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan traffic.
The 1-1. Melendez lifts it down the right field line, hooking toward the corner. It's off the pole! Home run, MJ Melendez! And the Royals extend their lead. It's 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth.
And that was the final run scored in the game off the fair or foul pole. Someone had a text earlier today. It says, isn't it the fair pole? Since when you hit it, it's fair? I don't know.
In that yellow.
Yellow crayon pole.
I don't know if that guy was being serious on the text line or just trying to be like a Richard or, you know, or a coach or whatever it was, but it's a fair pole because, no, it's called the foul pole, man. Like, things in sports and in life have names and you just sometimes don't know why or whatever or why it doesn't make sense or whatever. It is what it is. For 1,000 years in baseball, it's been called the foul pole.
Yep. And now what, Chick-fil-A is a sponsor on that?
And chicken is foul, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it works perfect. It's a great sponsorship. I think everybody got like a free Chick-fil-A sandwich last night.
Is that what happens?
I think that's what happens.
If you have a ticket stub or whatever it is.
I don't know how that works anymore. You don't have stubs anymore. So you just show up and tell them you were at the game. I don't know. Honest to God, I don't know how it works.
I wonder if it's just in the Kansas City region. Text line, you are our friend. 913-586-7.
No, it's at all baseball stadiums that have the Chick-fil-A thing. I think there is a free chicken sandwich if somebody hits the foul pole.
So,
and so the Chick-fil-A chicken
for lunch
would not be sponsoring something called a fair pole because it doesn't make sense because chicken is foul. And so, I mean, it just, it's a perfect sponsorship. It's
but
great.
If you're telling me I can get a free spicy sandwich today.
I'm not sure. If somebody knows, let us know. I think if there's something you have, I don't know how that operates.
913-586-7965. Text us losers what it means. It's foul pole because it determines if the ball is fair or foul. Thank you. That's what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they put a QR code up on the Jumbotron. Son of a buck.
There it is.
I was always hoping for a Chick-fil-A sandwich. We're only 2 weeks.
I knew it had to be something you had to be at the game to do, you know, one of those type of things. That's cool. So I hope everybody got the QR code and they're going to Chick-fil-A and getting their sandwich.
I want to ask you two a percentage question.
Zero. Oh.
And I hope that's not your answer.
Okay.
And I want to ask the text line and the listeners, 913-586-7965, J South Lanto Service text line. Right now, if the Royals were in the playoffs, what percentage do you give yourself of comfortability that this team will be just fine?
Can you ask that question in 3 weeks and I'll have an answer?
Right now, going into the riptide.
Are we making the changes that I've talked about with how I would set up the bullpen, or are we going as it is right now?
Right now.
I'm a little queasy about the bullpen, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I'm queasy about the bullpen.
So your percentage is like 50-50?
It's a 50-50 shot right now, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the bullpen right now, the way it's set up, and that gives me pause for the postseason. Okay.
That's some odd, eh? What would you say your percentage is right now going into the playoff?
Percentage of?
How you feel with this team being set up for success in the playoffs.
Yeah, if we're going off the bullpen now, I'd go, under 50, like 25%. But if we're going for Bob's plan, I really like Bob's plan for the postseason.
Bob's plan.
It's so bad. This is professional sports we're talking about. Other than Ursig, the bullpen's bad.
Like Zerpa's in, I'm turning it off.
Yeah.
MacArthur's in, I'm like, all right.
I'm not interested, right? Like, you just know something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's not my perception or your perception. That's what they've offered us this year. The bullpen is not good. And that's why I think going into the postseason, it's hard to sit here and go, okay, I've got full faith. It's not like it was in 14 and 15 where you knew, just get me to the sixth inning and we're going to be okay. Now it's like, oh my God, how are we going to finish off the final three innings? And my plan for the Royals is not that complicated. And we've seen teams do this over the years in the playoffs because playoff baseball is completely different than regular season baseball. You're probably going to need two starters in the playoffs, maybe a third, right? You'll probably need a third here or there. But to start this thing off, it's a three-game series in whatever city you're playing in, right? If the Royals end up being the last wild card where they're positioned currently today, they would be on the road for the best of a three series at whatever team they're playing, right? That's the way baseball does the postseason now. So you're going to need probably two starters for that series, maybe a third. You hope to win it in two and move on, right? But so what you need to do is you need to shift your starters back to the bullpen and pick which two starters that you're confident in that you can put out there that you can dominate with, whether that's Lugo and Singer, Lugo and Reagans, and however you want to set it up from your rotation standpoint. And then the guys that you don't have in your rotation, they need to be in the bullpen. I think Lorenzen's going to be an amazing bullpen piece for this team once the postseason gets here, because he's currently your fifth starter. You're never going to need a fifth starter in the postseason. You're probably never going to need a fourth starter. So if you could tell me Lorenzen and Waka are both in your bullpen and coming out of the bullpen, I love the chances a lot more than what I like right now with the bullpen. And that's the beauty of postseason baseball. You change your whole roster, there's a good opportunity that some of these guys in the bullpen right now do not make your postseason roster.
Again, it is an off day for the Royals. They're back Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It'll be Waka, Singer, and Lugo to go up against the Fightin' Phils in town over the weekend, as the Riptide, as Vern calls it here on his On Deck and Vern's postgame show. I'll give you an honest opinion. I think I'm about 63% confident this
63.
Team will be. Yeah, they'll be. I'm like pretty confident there because I trust in their manager, Cotrero. I trust in his coaches and our pitching coach, Brian Sweeney. And I trust that I don't need to worry what the bullpen's going to be like, because I think I can see into the future what it will be. I'm like you. I think Lorenzen gets the bullpen. I think Marsh gets called up maybe today at some point, because off days there tends to be roster moves, maybe not. And then last night, I think it was like the shut the book. We know who our closer is moving forward. We've seen enough. The trial and errors against bad teams. Okay, he can go in there. He can lock it down in the seventh, come back in the eighth. Now you saw the lights go down. The music hits up. Ersig is your guy. You have a ninth inning guy. That took me over the 50% hump. You have a lineup that is solid, safe, and sound, in my opinion. You have Vinny Pasquantino with 90 RBIs, or 90 plus, 91, I think. Salvador Perez, great guy in the lineup. Bobby Witt Jr., and they hit second, third, and fourth. And then it always seems, at least in my opinion, every other night, it's a different subpar guy, right? Last night was MJ Melendez hitting the foul pole, hitting the home run, giving everybody a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. Kyle Isbell does it every once in a while. Hunter Renfroe does it every once in a while. Those guys don't have to sustain success throughout longevity in the playoffs, but if there's a night where one of them comes up big as like the forgotten guy in the lineup, that's what you need. And last night, the big three, as someone mentioned, went 1-for-10. Bobby Witt Jr. is the only guy with a hit. Didn't matter. You won with the guys that you had because your starting pitching was great. And what do you have in the postseason? Great starting pitching. And what do you have? Three aces to go into the playoffs with Reagan, Singer, and Lugo. Now, I'm not saying they're all aces on a staff, but at least in this point, when it goes to the playoffs, you have three guys that I feel you can give the ball to at any certain point, and they're going to get the best opportunity going into the playoffs, playing playoff team after playoff team after playoff team. And not only that, they've got a really good chance to get a first-round bye, having the best record in the AL, and winning their division. All of that is on the table. Now, also, if you want to be, you know, give it the devil's advocate, the other part of it's on the table. They could be out of the playoffs after this,
sure,
after this rush.
Yeah, right.
So again, but I look at it from the glass half full, and I think that when you take this team with its leadership and their manager in Cotrero and everybody else that's involved, this team is built for a playoff run. Not saying they're a World Series team, but again, Once you get to the playoffs, everybody's record is 0-0 and starting pitching completely dominates.
I mean, this is reminiscent of, you know, 2014, where we were just hoping to, you know, have a wild card game and had that. Mm-hmm. And people were wondering, are we in the playoffs? And then we ended the season in game 7 of the World Series. Like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs. You don't know how guys are going to perform under the big lights or not perform under the big lights. We see, look, ask any Yankee fan. They've not won a world championship since 2009. They stink it up in the playoffs every single year. Mm. Just because you're good in the regular season doesn't guarantee postseason success, and just because you weren't a top team in the regular season does not guarantee postseason failure. Mm-hmm. It's all about how you step it up. And with the team winning the way that they did last night, with, you know, the bottom half of the lineup essentially coming through for them, you win like that in the postseason. Go through any postseason run with any team, it's always somebody on that roster that you weren't thinking about that had a big moment that led you over the top to where you needed to be, whether it's Dan Sorensen against Cleveland or whether it's Ben Zobrist, who you didn't have, being an all-world player for you once you acquired him in 2015. Like, every team has those moments that they go through. But the Royals get an opportunity to really start the playoffs tomorrow against the Philadelphia Phillies and really see what playoff baseball is all about. And I think that's the way that they need to approach it. I know Q is very calm and cool and collected. And, you know, he told us a couple of weeks ago about that must-win series in Boston. Like, what do we do? Close the season down if we don't win, type of thing. But I think we're at that point now where you start have to approaching these games more so like they're playoff games, because they kind of are playoff games for the next 3 weeks. These are a big 3 weeks, biggest 3 weeks this organization has seen since 2015.
Some text coming in on our text line, 913-586-7965. 70%, 25%, 50-50, 30%, 0. I'm never comfortable with sports. It always disappoints me. Well, you got a little bit.
How can you say that after what we've been through the last seven years here in Kansas City, man?
Bring back Greinke for mid relief. Look, I'm not trying to be a bad guy. Zach Greinke will never pitch for the Royals again.
Did he look like he was anywhere ready to go and pitch?
I just think he's done. Yeah. I don't think he wants to do it anymore.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong
with it.
Done
for 20 years. Had a hell of a career. He's a Hall of Famer.
Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
I kind of like this tweet from the 620. I know
text.
It's... Yeah. It, what did I say? Tweet? Text? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to happen, because it shouldn't, but I like the way your mind thinks. And when you think differently, I like that. Because Reagan's a strikeout pitcher, I would almost want to see him in the bullpen. That's a text that makes you think a little bit, right? Like, man, Cole Reagan's coming out of the bullpen. And you may see that, like, on his throwing day in the postseason, right? Because pitchers have throwing days, what, every third day it is. Instead of having him throw a bullpen session on the side, you bring him out and you let him pitch in a game and see what he can do. I don't hate that text. I like the thought process. I wouldn't do it because he's such a dominating starter. But if you're in a tight situation and it's a must-win game and Cole Reagans has rest, do you want to go with Cole Reagans in that situation or Angel Zerpa?
I don't know if Angel Zerpa makes the playoff roster, if we're being honest. That's just me. Coming back, mistakes.
Or March, or anybody. I mean, I would go Cole Reagans. You're kind of looking at me.
Yeah,
Hold on. We'll get you on the other side. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
That way you can fire back at Bob. Mistakes by the NFL. What's your hottest take that you'll die on? Who you think will make the team after tonight and the Sunday ticket that just can't seem to get it right? This is Fesco and Dusty. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
I say this every day, so I apologize for being repetitive, but man, the show flew by. We are already almost a Friday show.
Friday!
Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, 96.5 The Fan.
This is Friday Jr.
Friday Eve.
Friday Eve, there
Friday
we go.
Friday Eve, yep. Yes.
Friday Eve. Not to be naive, but yeah, I'm just going to stop there. Never mind. You had you were going to say something on the other side referring to
Bob read. Yeah, Bob read a text from the 816 that said 70%. Or wait, no, that wasn't.
No, it was about.
There we go. 6-0.
Yes, bullpen,
because Reagan's a strikeout pitcher. I'd almost want to see him in the bullpen. And my first reaction was like, but then I think I really like it, and here's why. Because even if that is not the exact solution, experimentation is going to be needed for the postseason. If a real run's going to happen, you are going to need to get funky and weird and do some maybe out of the box thinking. And you I think that to, could yeah. be something that could be considered.
Yeah. I think, you know, we get so again with the roles that people play.
Yep. Yep.
What happens in the postseason in baseball, like what you are seeing during the regular season, does not apply to anything that takes place in the postseason in baseball. You're at a win at all costs mentality in the postseason, especially in that first three game series, right? You've got to win two or otherwise you're done and you never host a home playoff game. So what you've got to do is make sure that you win. And what gives you the best opportunity to win? Your best players playing their best. And I'm not saying you don't start Cole Reagans in the postseason. You absolutely do. But on his throwing day, instead of having him throw on the side, you say, hey, buddy, you better be ready. We may need you in the seventh inning today. We may need you to get a big out in the eighth inning. And, you know, with the way that this bullpen is, other than Urseg, I look around and I say, man, if it's his throwing day, instead of wasting him on the side, yeah, I'd put him out there in a game and I'd let him do his thing and kind of let him know going in that there's a good opportunity. You're going to pitch the six, just like they do with Ventura back in the day. And I know people still get mad at that, but that was the laid plan. They had that plan in place. That's what was going to happen. They knew it all along. It wasn't a fly by night. It wasn't a seat of their pants type of move. That was the plan all along. And that's what they ended up doing. It didn't work out. Sometimes the best laid plans fail. But I think Cole Reagans on his off day and his throwing day gives you a better opportunity and more confidence in people to get guys out than just about anybody other than Urseg right now in that bullpen.
Dusty, you're less keen to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think unless, like you guys say, like it's one of those Madison Bumgarner situations where you're in a game six or something.
There's another great situation. Right. Yeah.
Randy Johnson did it for the Mariners as well when it's like, hey, it's, you know, the series is 3-3. Lose and it's a new season. Doesn't matter what his arm is tired or not, throw him out there. So, I mean, if that's your guy and the matchup's been well.
I mean, like, Reagans may be the Bumgarner of this year, you know?
Right. Like, if you have any, if you have any sort of like matchup sort of advantage, like let's say you play, I don't know, let's say you play Baltimore and Baltimore can't hit Cole Reagans in the two games that he started, it's 3-3 in the eighth inning and it's game seven or game six and you're up 3-2 or it's 3-3 in the series and you. Hey, Cole Reagans has struck out these guys all like four times each in the series. Throw him out there.
Yeah. Because we know what the Baltimore Orioles did to the Royals bullpen already this season, right? Mm. They blow two games right at the beginning of the season, right? Right in April.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Mm.
Blew two games right at the beginning of the season to Baltimore out of that bullpen. So we know how this Baltimore team, I say feasts, but, you know, lack of a better term, off of this Royals bullpen. Yeah. If Cole Reagans isn't the starter that day, why not throw him out there? I mean, I think you're going to have to see some kind of funky stuff and some, you know, creative managing, if you will,
right,
in order to take it over the hump, because you just don't have those horses out there in the bullpen right now. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. That's just the way it is. You can't be perfect in every area. Like when the Royals won in 15, their starting staff wasn't okay. It wasn't great. It was mid. I mean, it was nice enough. Didn't have to be great. Right. The bullpen is different, though. Like,
complete opposite.
You get to that point in the game, you've got a lead, you've got to figure out a way to finish off those games. And if it means using a Reagans or even a Lugo on his throwing day or a Waka, whoever you want, out of the bullpen, you've got to be creative that way to make sure you win these games.
Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainier Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainierKC.com. Speaking of blowing it, ESPN threw out an offer to football fans like myself, Mac, and yourself. They proposed individual team packages for $70 that would have allowed you to watch all 17 of your favorite NFL team's games.
Right, you want to buy one team? Right. You can do that.
Well, the NFL said absolutely not.
I don't understand why the NFL would do that.
Yes, you do. Because you know what NFL season ticket costs.
Well, it depends on where you buy it these days, right? Like YouTube TV, you get it for like, you know, Tree Fitty. But if you go to Apple, it's $700 for that. Or like $500 if you add the add-ons to it. Like it's all over the place. They already have, is it dynamic pricing or different pricing or however you want to call it. With their NFL Sunday ticket. And for years, I've wished that they would go to a team model. I think the NBA has done that, where they go.
They have. Like, it's great.
They have done that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like I do it with the Celtics every year.
Okay,
it's great.
So how much does that cost you?
Yeah, it's somewhere around that, like maybe 70, 80 bucks.
Right.
Like around 100, no more.
Yeah, okay.
And I get all 82 games in the playoffs.
It's great. It's a dollar a game.
Yeah,
there
it's
you go,
awesome.
Right? It's great, right? And for me, you know, like I gave up Sunday Ticket last year because it moved to YouTube TV. And I'm like, well, if it's still on DirecTV, I probably would have had it. I found Red Zone, fell in love. Red Zone has been awesome. Scott Hansen put some dude in a body bag on X the last 2 days. It was fantastic. I'm like, I love Red Zone. Like, I'm like, I can't believe I didn't find this earlier. But I was always like, you know, I wanted to watch the Giants all the time and pick and choose what game I wanted to watch and that kind of thing. Had ESPN gotten the NFL Sunday Ticket package like they were trying to do, and I could buy the Giants for $70, as bad as they are, I would put down the $70 and buy every one of their game. So from my standpoint, where I sit, they're now minus $70 that they could have had if they offered this. Now, I guess they're afraid that everybody was just going to go with one team and probably not buy the whole thing. But you would still have people buying the whole thing.
Of course.
Just present many options to your customers and give them the ability to really consume the game that they wanted to. That's what made the NFL popular. It's on free TV. So if you're in Kansas City, you never have to spend a dime to watch the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. But if you're out of market and you're a Chiefs fan and you're living in Tampa and you want to watch them for $70, I don't think that's a high cost at all. I think that's a very reasonable price to do something like that.
I just can't get over the fact that it's $700 for a Sunday ticket.
On Apple TV, that's their 30% fee. Apple makes 30% off of everything that they sell in-house. So they pass that 30% fee on to you so they can give the NFL their regular $500 or whatever it is and keep the rest of the money for themselves. If somebody's paying that $700 in the App Store for that, I want your financial money because you are clearly living the high life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even like buy a brand new driver for $560. I need a new driver. Can't do it.
How often do you sit there and look at something and go, God, like, I really want that, but I'm not paying $60 for that shirt. Or you think to yourself, how many times do I have to wear this to get my money's worth out of that shirt, right?
Well, I have and I know this is a sidebar conversation, but when I go to concerts, I love to go to concerts. That's what the one thing that COVID did that crushed me was going to concerts. And my strategy at concerts is to always buy a koozie. They're only $5 to $10.
Mm-hmm.
It's memorable. It lasts long. You get your money's worth, you know, whatever.
You're like my friend Vip. We were debating the koozie at the game. I'm not a koozie guy.
Love, love, love koozies.
With or without it. Go either way.
Love it. And I was at the merch at last night. Shirts were like $50, $60.
Sweatshirts were like $100, my wife was telling me.
Yeah, there was a cool one that I liked. It had like almost like a 60s theme of his entire band, the Zach Bryan concert. And it was $90. And I was like, I just can't do that. I'm not going to wear a concert tee. But my koozie was the exact replication of a concert t-shirt, and it has every single tour city on the back.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I was like, this is really cool. So yeah, I got a koozie, and I can use those, and I can take those anywhere, just like you put a t-shirt, but that t-shirt's going to wither away. You're going to, you know, get a hole in it, get a mustard stain on it, and it's ruined. Whereas like my koozie, I might put a beer in there, and on a random Friday night when I'm sitting on my patio, I'll be like, oh yeah, that concert was cool, and I'll put on like a Zach Bryan playlist. So that's kind of where my money goes in my mind. And then I saw that, was it YouTube, Mac, that did the thing where you could do like NFL and it gives you the option for anytime quad box, and it also gives you the option to like
link your fantasy roster
on the TV.
Is there an extra fee for that one too?
Well, it's like $500. It's like $669. And if you want to add Red Zone to it, it's like $700. So my roommate and I were talking about this, and I was like, why would I do that? I already get Red Zone every year. During the season, it's $15 a month. So after you get to like January, I nip it. I'm like, all right, I don't need Red Zone anymore because every game's on CBS or Fox. And I don't have to, there's only, you know, two teams playing at a time.
Yeah, the Red Zone's so done after the regular season. Yeah.
And my fantasy roster is right here for free on my phone.
Right.
So it's like, if you're going to do something at a certain price, right, it needs to be an outlier of a situation, or it needs to be something that is so different or so dynamic that I'm willing to be like, you know what? Okay. But to tell me that you can give me a quad box, which you already do on Red Zone, to tell me that you can put my fantasy roster up on the TV, which you can already do on my phone, to tell me that I can find my own team and cover my own team on, you know, whatever it may be for $70 on ESPN, which, good idea, but like, can't you also just go to like Walmart and get an antenna and bunny ears and like hook it up to your TV and get HD like for the local channels that it's on? Like, like they hear it's on 41.
Yeah.
So like, why would
whatever channel the Chiefs are on, there's always a whether they're on Netflix or Peacock. If you're in Kansas City, it's on a local team. You buy an HD, which those HD antennas really are good. I mean, they're unbelievable. You don't even know that you're on an antenna. $20, you got yourself every Chiefs game over the air antenna. You don't need to spend that. But
and the Odyssey app's free.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I do understand the out-of-market stuff. Like, I've been an out-of-market fan. I lived in Texas for 2 years. I was not watching the Cowboys every Sunday, okay? I was not going to subject myself to that. So you purchased the NFL Sunday ticket. I loved having the ability to have every game. But then certain things get to a point where I'm outpriced, and now I feel like I'm outpriced on NFL Sunday ticket. I'm sure as hell not spending the $700. Man, if you just offered me my team that I wanted to watch if I was an out-of-market fan, I would think you would get a lot of people that would be interested in using that approach. And yeah, it may take away from the everybody spending $500, $600, $700, but in the grand scheme of things, aren't you growing the game? Each person that you have invest means one more family that you're helping grow the game to. And I think that's a good thing. I think instead of looking at, we always, like in business, and this is what drives me nuts about business. Well, how are we going to make our money back right away? Well, sometimes it's a long play, right? Sometimes it's okay to have a long play and say, if we invest in this right now, it's going to benefit us 10, 20 years down the line. And if you're the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA, and you offer your fans the ability who are out of market to watch just their team for $70, you're probably going to keep that fan. But if you move away, like if you're a Tampa fan and you move to Houston and you can't get your games because of the cost, maybe you're not a fan anymore. Like it's happened to me with KU basketball. When they went to Time Warner, I was out and I haven't gone back. So I think we are so focused on such short-term stuff that we forget about the long-term growth. And I think a $70 a year to watch your team anywhere you live type of thing out of market would be a great thing for the NFL, and it would grow the game long-term and sustain the game long-term.
Just tough to pay that much money. You'd think that if you made it cheaper, everybody would buy it. Like kind of exactly. Like Netflix at the beginning. It was like, was it like $7? And it was like, oh, well then
you know,
a billion people have Netflix. You've got $700 billion. Right.
Like, you're thinking to yourself, $7 is nothing. $70 isn't a big fee at all to pay for an entire season of your team.
No, that's nothing. I would pay that for the Bally's app for the Royals. If they gave me $70 to watch the Royals and just do that, that's what baseball needs to do. We can do that later on. But like, that's what baseball should do.
Yeah. I do like this one from the 913. Yeah. Honestly, it's a lot easier to get $70 from 10 people than $700 from one person.
My point exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's
but they look at it like, oh, if you're going to spend 70, that means you're not going to spend the 700. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. There may be some people who just love watching every game, and that's a great opportunity for them. That's a great offering for them. But for a fan like I would be, like if I ever moved to Saskatoon or whatever, I want to watch the Chiefs, I'd pay $70 to watch the Chiefs every Sunday. And I think most people outside this area who are Chiefs fans would absolutely pay that money, and then you grow the game.
Yep. Before we get into the hill that we were willing to die on, is there a Chiefs player that will be playing tonight that you are pounding the table for to make the roster, Bob Fesco?
Sky Moore.
You like the guy?
I do.
You root for the guy?
I root for the guy, yeah. And there's no like personal connection or anything. I just root for that guy, man.
His
second round draft pick.
Is right. It should work, but it hasn't yet.
And I feel like everybody's against him, and I'm like, you know what? Why be against that guy? Like, I know there are players that we don't like and guys that stink. What has Sky Moore done to show that he's like Kadarius Toney? I think he kind of got lumped in the Kadarius Toney conversation last year. And so I'm rooting for Sky Moore. That's a kid I want to see have success.
Yeah, I would say the reason that he's lumped into that is because it's maybe not drops, but it's more so like obviously thrown into a tough situation being a punt returner, which he never did in college or even high school probably, and then obviously the two drops and all that sort of thing. And then last year it was just like, it just seemed like he wasn't in the right place when he needed to be, or he was just kind of off by a few yards. And in this offense where everything is run on perfection, if you can't do it, we'll find somebody else that can. And that's not necessarily a shot. It's just like, that's where you, if you're trying to be a three-peat champion, that's the mentality you have to have.
You do, but is it okay to give all the passing game from last year a free pass? It got off to a bad start in week one with Kadarius Toney, and it never recovered, and we never really let it recover as fans.
Yeah, because I mean, it just kind of went all the way to that New England game, all the way to Christmas. Yeah, it went all the way to Christmas Day.
He lost his two games. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's just everything else that kind of trickled down.
Sky didn't.
Yes.
Yeah. I think my player that I want to see, which I think he's already made the roster, but he'll play tonight, like Carson Steele.
I think he's making the team.
He just gives me big Chiefs energy.
I like that.
A rookie kind of guy that wants to be a part of this, you know, sort of conglomerate that is the Kansas City Chiefs, knows his role, which is a very humbling thing to be. Like, You're not going to be Xavier Worthy that's going to be high speed, high flashy on ESPN. You've had your 15 minutes of fame, and now your role moving forward is you're the sure guy that gets us a third and one or a third and two first down, or you're the guy that everybody forgets about, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's a direct snap to 42, Carson Steele first down, and we don't have to worry about those, you know, what are we going to do here? Because we know third and five or longer, Patrick Mahomes can do it with his arms or his legs, and that's not an issue. But last year, what was the two issues with this offense outside of drops? It was red zone offense and short third down. First 3 weeks of the season, we were all getting ready to go to the grocery store, the gas station to buy a pack of cigarettes because we couldn't figure out what this team couldn't figure out on third down. It was like, here we go.
Well, that's
again.
Been Andy since he got here, though. They've never been good on
but
third
now
and short.
Now you got the Gator guy, right?
Like that's Andy's like Achilles heel. Third and worst. One.
Oh my God! We're screwed. It went from time management to third and one.
I mean, I
third and 18, I'm good.
Yeah. I know, I've said for years, and Josh and I used to talk about it all the time. I feel more confident in third and 17 than I do in third and one.
So true.
And you should never feel that way, but you do.
I mean, that fourth and one in the Super Bowl, I literally was like, is our season going to end right now because we can't get a yard?
Yeah.
Obviously, Mahomes said otherwise.
Mac, who's your pound the table that they make the roster?
Yeah, give me Nico Remigio. I'm going to go with Dave Tobe here. I'm right with him. I think this guy's a great returner. I think we need something to try something new on that back end of the receiver roster. I mean, we've seen what Sky really can't do. We've obviously seen what Kadopius Tony, as Bob would say, can't do. Let's give this younger guy a chance. This is a
you
short
You prefer Kadopius or Kadropius?
Ooh, both. I hadn't heard. I like that. Okay, Kadropius, I'll go there. But yeah, give me Nico. I want a surefire returner who could, as a bonus, maybe help us in the back end of that wide receiver depth.
Hill you want to die on? Maybe a sports take you've had in the past, or maybe you have one currently. I'll give you mine. I'm going to get so much crap on the text line. Okay, please forgive me, but I have to die on this hill. I think Trevor Lawrence can still be a stud quarterback in the NFL. I have to die on this. I thought he was my dark horse MVP last year. He stunk. He's in Jacksonville. It's do or die. I thought when he came back in the playoff game that he would be that guy that had that sort of, you know, fortitude. You could really kind of do it for you. And last year, he completely left me on the side of the road with four flat tires. But I will still die on that hill because I'm not willing to give up on it yet. I still think that Trevor Lawrence might be able to get it done.
I don't think the door is closed at all on Trevor Lawrence. I think it's starting to close a little bit. But now he got paid, obviously. So they're bought into him. I'm willing to see. I don't think that's a bad. Like, sometimes you take a step back before you take a step forward in life, right? And I think last year may have been that year Trevor Lawrence took a step back, and now maybe he takes that step forward. That division is going to be very interesting to see how it all plays out. I think you've got three teams that can win it in Houston, Indianapolis, and Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that whole thing plays out. It's quietly going to be an interesting division. Not an exciting division, but an interesting division.
I think if Dusty had the oven at 350, I'm turning up to broil here for this one. Sam Darnold's a good quarterback. Sam Darnold's a starting quarterback in this league. He has not been given a chance. He's had, what, five coaches in 6 years? Mm-hmm. He led the Jets to 7-6 in 2019. Jamison Crowder was his best wide receiver that year. Started 3-0 with the Panthers in 2021 before Christian McCaffrey got hurt. He went 4-2 in 2022 after replacing Baker Mayfield, who was terrible there. And he helped DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson to 1,000-yard-plus seasons. I think he's got the intangibles. I think he's got the arm. Sam Darnold is going to be a good quarterback this season.
Okay, that's fine. They've got a good offense. They've got a good coach.
Great coach.
I mean, I really, really like what Matt Fleener's doing up there in Minnesota. I think he does a great job with the Vikings, and I think they're going to – I mean, obviously you wanted to see J.J. McCarthy this year and you know, see him as a rookie kind of come in and get the whole thing running. We'll see what – it'll be interesting to see what Sam Darnold does up there. My hill that I'm willing to die on, Sonic Ice sucks.
Oh, my God. I thought we were going to get into that a little bit later. Hill I'm dying on, Brett Veachtown is better than Allentown.
Yes, it is. I got a text from Nick Schwert a couple weeks ago. He's at a Billy Joel concert in Denver, and he's like, oh my God, Billy Joel ripped off Brett Veachtown and created this thing called Allentown. He goes, I'd never heard that before. I'm like, yeah, he's a total thief. And you know, when we go to the Billy Joel concert at the end of September over in St. Louis with the kids, I hope they hear that. They go, oh my God, Billy Joel's stealing your music. No, the hill that I'm the hottest take or whatever sports wise. And I know I have more people on my side right now. The NFL's scripted.
Fair enough. We'll bring in those unpopular opinion again. If you missed ours earlier, we'll get into them, and we will get back into the text line. This is 96.5 The Fan. us three losers, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Losers will be right back.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5.
Final segment here on Fesco and Dusty. Just two losers on a Thursday having a good time.
Oh, Mac's not in the conversation,
Mac's
in too.
Mac's a loser.
Yeah, I'm cool as a cucumber, baby.
Some guy texted in earlier, we're losers and we suck, basically.
And that this show won't last a year.
And that nothing's changed in the last year since he's listened to it. I'm like, no, a lot's actually changed. Mm-hmm. Josh retired, Dusty moved over.
And then all the callers came in and supported us. 913-586-7965. Before we get into unpopular opinions, there was somebody who had a really big unpopular opinion. I'm not really sure why this sort of answer merited this sort of response or so forth, but this was flag football champion.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
Right. I don't. That's like, I don't know.
Is there really like being the commentary to add to that?
That's like being the most popular fifth grader. No one cares in five years. Like, cool, dude.
You know, back in high school, the guy who still thinks he's important because he like played high school football, like the Al Bundy, like that. That's a real life Al Bundy right there. I scored four touchdowns for Polk High in one game. Dude, you're in your 40s. Let it go. That guy's like 35 years old. Nobody knows who he is, but he's already feeling the pressure from not being included in the Olympics in less than 4 years in Los Angeles because he knows it's coming, because he knows what the 2 weeks in Paris were like. They were a magical 2 weeks, guys. Yeah. I keep looking back on those Olympics and thinking about how awesome they really were. I mean, like, we saw so many stars. We saw so many great things. The USA basketball teams were outstanding, and every athlete in this country was paying attention going, damn, I want to be part of that. That looks awesome. And when they open up baseball in 28, I hope the big leaguers are in there. There's a CBA coming up before 2028, so maybe they negotiate that in, that they get to play in the Olympics. That would be a hill I would die on if I was the players. Flag football's going to be there. We want to see the American flag football team featuring, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Tyreek Hill, all these guys that, you know, we see on Sundays. They want to participate in that stuff. The people want the people, as I continue to say. And this guy knows that there's a good possibility he's been doing this his whole life, but he is going to get passed over. And I hate to tell you that, man. Like, nobody's tuning in. Like, I didn't even know there was a flag football league.
Right. Sometimes you hate hearing audio like that, and sometimes you love hearing audio like this.
During their salute to service tonight, I don't know who that bozo was behind the a woman that was being recognized for her service to this country. Whoever that bozo was behind her doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man. I mean, you just have no self-awareness, so you can't look at that giant screen and see what's going on in armpit fart. She fought for our country, and you're back there, hey, check it out. Get real. Come on, man. And I bring it up because I know he's listening. I mean, that is a sports radio listener if I've ever seen one.
If that doesn't pay homage to our "you guys are losers," that's probably the guy who texted.
That's probably the guy that texted in. I'm more like, I haven't seen anybody do an armpit fart in years. When was the last time you saw somebody do an armpit fart?
Grade school.
Right. You see,
I'm 37, so 30 years ago.
So there was an adult behind the salute to service person doing an armpit fart. That is just absolutely fantastic. And the fact that Vern talked about it last night makes my day.
Vern will get you, man.
I wonder how old that person was.
Old enough to be able to remember when armpit farts were cool. Were they ever cool? Yeah. I guess they were. Like, used to like do the shooting the gun thing, right? I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, every time I look at it, it's like my nephews are like 8 and 11. The 8-year-old does armpit farts. Not an adult at a baseball game. No. I could never do the armpit fart, though.
Me either.
I could.
Could you whistle with your fingers?
No, but I just saw I could whistle with my. I could do like a high pitch whistle, and I can do. I could do the. Of course, I could do the arm.
You can.
Yeah, it sucks. I don't know why. We wrap this show up with a fun topic, like we do every single day. Unpopular opinions. Matt, go ahead and start us off.
Okay, give me. My unpopular opinion would be that I don't mind Dan Orlovsky. We talked about him last week, and I kind of like some of his stuff.
I'm sorry.
His film review, mainly.
His film review.
His film review.
Remember what he said last year about the Giants?
Poor man's version of the Kansas City Chiefs, and Waller is the key. Remember, offensive coordinator.
He's retired now.
Offensive coordinator Mike Kafka.
Rapping.
Comes from the Chiefs. And it's really going to be about putting Darren Waller by himself like the Kansas City Chiefs do so much. And it's pre-snap information, post-snap matchup execution. And Babyface, I was thinking about all these different places that they can move Darren Waller and get him into matchups that he loves. And then not only that, but the impact it's going to have on everybody else, right? You're going to get the potential for Jalin Hyatt, their rookie receiver they took out of Tennessee, on a cornerback three for a defense. You're going to have the opportunity to have a light box, meaning lesser defenders can stop the run because they're paying attention to Waller, and you get the ball to Saquon or a softer zone. You get Waller matched up in a one-on-one situation with a linebacker or a safety. Teams are going to play shell because they want to double Waller. You can get those RPOs that Daniel Jones is pretty good at. You can get Wan'Dale Robinson in space. So it's not all that different than what Kansas City did with Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Waller is Travis Kelce, but that's what pre-snap it's going to look like. A ton of information for Daniel Jones.
Darren Waller last year started in 11 games. He had 52 receptions for 552 yards and one touchdown.
He was terrible.
He was very bad.
And he's no longer in the NFL. And now he's a rapper.
Yeah, like...
Or at least he's trying to be.
That's a bad take.
That's Dan Orlovsky.
Really bad take.
Mac Morey's guy.
I don't remember that one. I must have missed that one last year.
People were hot on Waller, yeah.
Because everybody wants to act like they predicted something, so they say dumb things.
Bob? Unpopular opinion? Rabbit turd ice sucks.
Yep.
You're referencing Sonic Ice?
Sonic Ice, or you get it at the QT, you get it at Pizza Shuttle back in the day. Melts your drink. I'm an iced tea guy. The tea comes out freshly brewed, melts all the ice. I've got no ice. I need cubes. I need surface area. I need sustainability. Rabbit turd ice gives me none of that.
So you drink your iced tea like I drink my bourbon on one rock?
If I could, I would. Yeah.
Put the big cube in there?
Yeah, if I could, I would. I drink my bourbon straight, though. It puts hair on the chest.
I think they call that neat.
Yep. They do. You're very good at that.
Thank you.
Why do you put it on ice? Do you like it cold? I like cold drinks. I will
tell you why I put bourbon on ice. Not every bourbon that I drink goes on ice. Okay. But if it is above 100 proof, I will put a cube on there to kind of
cool
the heat
it down a little bit. Yeah.
So if I have a glass of E.H. Taylor, that's a name drop. If I have a glass of that.
I'll put
I'll put a little rocks cube. Because I have like the little molds.
Yeah,
in my freezer,
I got like big ice balls.
Yeah. And so, good God, there's a drop. And so
better than the square ones, I think. It fits nicer in the glass.
Yeah.
You know,
I saw ones the other day which I thought was like a terrible buy. And it was like molds of golf balls for ice. But like, I'm never going to get the enjoyment of that because it's going to melt immediately. So I'm never going to really get the full effect of the golf ball. But I'll end up probably buying it when I'm hammered on the patio.
Yeah,
on Amazon.
Yeah, it's all the best stuff. And then you clarn it three payments of $3. It's great.
Yeah. My unpopular opinion, which I didn't know how unpopular it might be. I'm a drums over flats when it comes to wings, and I 1,000% believe pineapple belongs on pizza.
See, now I think the second part is nuts. The first part I totally agree with. I don't understand why people would prefer the flats over the drums. The drums are so much more functional when it comes to the dipping sauces, when it comes to holding, when it comes to eating. It's not as sloppy. It's an easier piece of chicken to eat.
Yeah, you can roll it in the blue cheese. You can, kind of just keep going with it. It's cleaner. And then pineapple on pizza. I still think one of the best three toppings pizzas you can get is Italian sausage, jalapeno, and pineapple. Or Canadian bacon, pineapple, and jalapeno.
That sounds like a drunk order.
Call it the spicy Hawaiian. Hey, do us a favor. Go check out the podcast page on the Odyssey app. It's Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey does great work putting all that stuff up there fast and efficient for you. Don't be like the texter earlier who was a Richard and an ass. Be like us and do things right. Go do nice things for people because you never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind. Coming up next, it's Cody and Gold, live from Las Vegas.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good day, Kansas City.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.